Yeah, there's a lot of concern among our members. We attended the protest this morning to protest against Anpost going solo and bringing in somebody to do their own research when we are after spending 2 years in a working group with Bobby Kerr, Anpost and the government. Bobby Kerr has produced solutions and recommendations for the future of the network. They were handed to Anpost and to government before Christmas. Anpost are ignoring those solutions. They're ignoring government. They're ignoring postmasters. They're ignoring the needs of the rural communities. So we went to Dublin today to protest outside the GPO. We handed a letter in at the GPO. We received good media attention from that. And if we do not get a response, we will have further protest.
Now, encouraging young people to use the postal service seems to be key to the future of Anpost, but with technology now at the fore of how people carry out their daily lives, the task at hand seems to be a big one.
Yes, there are more and more people using technology, but I find in my daily business there are a lot of people that find it convenient and more convenient to come in and do face-to-face transactions, because if they have any questions on it or that, there's somebody to talk to. So I find a lot of people that even though the services are available online and they use online, they still come in and do things like local property tax. There's a lot of services that they still prefer to do over the counter.